Think of a warm, sunny summer evening, one of those rare nights in Wisconsin that you just can't let slip through your fingers. The sunset beckons you to get outdoors and you want to do something good for yourself. Maybe an outdoor yoga class, or how about hitting the lake on a stand-up paddleboard, or, and stay with me here, do yoga on a stand-up paddleboard.
I've paddleboarded before and I've done yoga before, but never both at the same time. I just think it's a really intriguing concept. It's two things that are, about balance and strength. And so to be able to combine them, and then obviously the opportunity to be outdoors on a night like this is just amazing.
That's Maria Sadowski from Madison, who's come to Lake Wingra with her friend Winnie Beatty to try stand-up paddleboard yoga, or SUP yoga for short.
All right, who's next?
No one knows for sure where they first came up with the idea for SUP yoga. It's growing in popularity all over America, and in Madison, the movement is led by yoga instructor Maureen Hebel.
I love being on the water. I think that for me, water has always been an element that 100% completely relaxes me and makes me feel at peace. I could sit there all day by a lake, by an ocean, and feel relaxed.
Inhale, come back. Exhale, back
into learning to relax is a big part of traditional yoga, and that's no different in SUP yoga, even when you're slipping on your board to get good footing. Hebel says that's the whole point of SUP yoga, the extra exercise your muscles get.
There's stability, there's balance, there's core work. But what I love about it is you're drawn inward, and so you do feel those muscles working, so it's intuitive. So automatically, you feel your muscles, and you may not know what those muscles are, but they definitely do feel that muscles are working in their body that might not feel that are working in a classroom. And I think that provides a nice element of being able to see what yoga is a little bit about. There is some strength training in that.
That all sounds like it makes sense. Still, there is criticism that SUP yoga is just another exercise fad, but not necessarily so, say the experts.
I do think this is something that could stay around for a while.
That's Jessica Matthews. She's an exercise physiologist who researched SUP yoga for the American Council on Exercise. She says it's a worthwhile way to get fit.
Since it's moving on, moving water beneath you, it does provide that added balance challenge. So it does add a new spin, a new intensity to some of the poses that people may already be doing, if they attend traditional yoga classes.
I'm going to move into some balancing poses here. So,
baby cobra, chaturanga, downward dog. Hebel students say those poses are a little harder on a stand-up paddleboard. Heather Fakin is from Fitchburg.
I want to keep doing it because it's an additional challenge from regular yoga. And then you go back to your yoga practice and you say, oh, I remember how this felt out on the lake. And it brings, I guess, a new meaning to different poses.
See, not so bad.
And a new meaning to what it means to be in a yoga class. Maybe it's being outdoors. Maybe it's the butterflies that come with trying something new. Whatever it is, Hebel says the mood in a SUP yoga class is just a little lighter.
Sometimes we're just so serious when we learn something that we're not really exploring it in a way that is playful. But on the board, I love that people laugh and they have fun, they smile. And there's nothing really you have to do as a teacher to invite that. It naturally happens.
Fun and games, yes, but serious too. Jessica Matthews says you should have at least a little experience with yoga and paddleboarding each before trying them at the same time. She also recommends making sure your teacher is a registered instructor. Then, Hebel says, take away the fear, go out there and have fun, be playful, and learn something new.
Namaste.
I'm Terry Bell, and you're listening to Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio.